Judges chapter 2. Then the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I am bringing you up from Egypt, and I have brought you to the land about which I swore to your fathers. For I said, I shall never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You will demolish their altars. But you have not obeyed me. What is this you have done? So I also said, I shall not drive them out before you, and they will be snares to you, and their gods will be a trap to you. And it came about, as the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called that place Bochim, and they made a sacrifice there to the Lord. Then Joshua dismissed the people, and the sons of Israel each went to their inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Then Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, aged 110 years. And they buried him in the territory of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, at Mount Ephraim, to the north of Mount Gaash. And also all that generation were gathered to their fathers, and another generation arose after them, who had not known the Lord, nor the work that he had done for Israel either. And the sons of Israel did wrong in the sight of the Lord, and they served the Baalim, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods, from the gods of the various peoples which were around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and they served Baal and images of Astarte. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of plunderers, and they plundered them, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies round about, and they could no longer stand against their enemies. Everywhere they went, the hand of the Lord was against them, to their detriment, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly straitened. But the Lord raised up judges, who saved them from those who were plundering them. But they did not obey their judges either, for they played the harlot with other gods, and they bowed down to them, and they quickly departed from the way their fathers had gone, in that those obeyed the Lord's commandments, but these did not do so. And when the Lord raised up judges to them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hands of their enemies all the days of the judge, because the Lord had pity, because of their lamentation on account of those who oppressed them, and those who tyrannized them. And it would come to pass at the death of the judge that they would revert and corruptly deviate from the way of their fathers, in following other gods, in serving them and in bowing down to them. They did not desist from their deeds or their stubborn way, so the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he said, Since this people has transgressed my covenant which I commanded their fathers, and they have not obeyed me, I in turn will not continue to dispossess anyone before them, from the nations which Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel through them as to whether they are keeping the way of the Lord, by walking in these ways as their fathers kept them, or not. For the Lord had left those nations alone, not quickly dispossessing them, and he had not delivered them into Joshua's hand.